The WHO agreement, the IHR, International Health Regulations, has just been agreed to by the United States and all other present members. So we're going to be talking about this and more. There's two conferences going on right now in Switzerland. So first of all, let's look at what they actually just agreed to. Here is this insane lunatic, Dr. Tedros, telling us what they just agreed to. Listen to this crap.
In consultation with member states, the Secretariat has prepared a proposal for a more equitable, inclusive, and coherent global architecture. This proposal synthesizes and builds on more than 300 recommendations from the various review of the global response to the pandemic. The international accord, which member states are now negotiating, will provide a vital overarching legal framework under which we make 10 recommendations in three key areas. First, we need governance that's coherent, inclusive, and accountable.
Legal framework and governance is what he said so far. This is a scientific dictatorship, a one-world global government. And all of these nations just relinquished the power of the people to these rich oligarchs. All of these leaders have sold their soul and have sold their countries. I'm sure many of them regret that they have but one country to give for their lives. It's absolutely insane. These people need to be dealt justice immediately. Absolutely unacceptable, intolerable, grotesque enslavement of humanity. This is practically the death blow to freedom.
Second, we need stronger systems and tools to prevent, detect, and respond rapidly to health emergencies.
Stronger response. We need more tools, more systems. They're not done, folks. This is absolutely insane. Scientific dictatorship, totalitarianism, and note the word he used there, health. In a future clip, he's going to say, we cherish the rights of individuals to health. And that's their excuse, right? That's always their excuse. Oh, we're public health. We're just taking away the rights of the individual, but it's going to help everybody. Just turn away your medical autonomy. Turn away all your freedoms. Wear your muzzle, inject your poison. So here's another clip of Tedros talking about how everybody has to help each country get up to 70% vaccination. And notice they're doing all of this in a well-timed fashion right before they're about to tell people they're going to need boosters every few months. They have to announce this first. 70% threshold. We need 70% of the countries fully vaxxed. And then they'll tell you what the definition of fully vaxxed just changed to. It's absurd. Listen to this.
We call on all countries that have not yet reached 70% vaccination coverage to commit to achieve it as soon as possible. And to
what does that even mean? Most every country has more than enough supply of the vaccine. It's just people not wanting to take it. So what are the countries going to do? Coerce people? Give people the death sentence of forbidding them from working in this capitalistic economy? This is so obscene. It's beyond ridiculous.
Prioritize the vaccination of all health workers, all over 60s, and everyone at...
But what about the Nuremberg Code, Tedros? Did you just say all? What about people who can't take these dangerous vaccines because their bodies won't tolerate them? What about our God-given right to just say no? No, we don't want your injection. Go f*** yourself. What about people who have strong religious objections to taking these injections? Mark my words, in a few weeks and months, they're going to tell people they need more and more and more and more and more. The fact they're forcing this crap that doesn't even work long term, that is dangerous and could kill you, is disgusting. These people are the scum of the earth. Drug forcers, there's a special place in hell for you lot. Disgusting. Unacceptable.
We call on all countries to maintain surveillance and sequencing. We call on all countries to be prepared to reintroduce and adjust public health and social measures as necessary.
So there you go. They're not done. They just admitted that the WHO, who just got crowned king of the world, or I guess that's Satan, probably. I guess they'll announce that next week, probably, at the rate we're going. Not my king. Not my king, that's for sure. But all the nations just gathered together for the coronation of the WHO, who just told everybody, yeah, get ready. We're going to need a lot of funding, and we're about to tell you to shut yourselves down. This is absurd, guys. This is highway robbery and kidnapping. These people are some of the worst criminals ever. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely despicable.
There's something dark going on in the world today. Please listen to this video. If you don't know that, please scroll on. I'm tired of losing my accounts. Before people report this, please look up factual information of everything I'm about to say. I will provide a list of topics at the end of this video. I'm saying these things out of love for my fellow humans. The shot is not medicine. It is an intrabody nano network administered through. What they're finding in people are not blood clots. It is self-assembling, self-replicating nanotechnology. Lipid nanoparticles that have been modified on a molecular level, wrapped in pegylation, polyethylene glycol, one of the components that can be used to make hydrogel. The lipid particles are modified to be more sensitive to heat and frequency. When placed in the human body, they become excited from the heat. In that excitement, they vibrate. With that excitement, magnetofection is created, and the particles slowly drift towards each other, hence self-assembling. This intrabody nano network is the first step to make the human body a device linked into the Internet of Bodies. The shot also changes human DNA, rendering the person a GMO owned by a corporation. This allows for the system to freely harvest psychological, biological, genetic, and physiological data from the individual without their knowledge or permission. They are now products owned by the corporation that gave them the poke. At the top of all of those corporations is BlackRock and Vanguard. Information is now the new gold, and it will be the foundation for the new financial system coming, the CBDC. The next step is a quantum dot tattoo that will slowly release quantum micro dots, chips, into the human body, individualizing and authenticating all data for each individual. This is part of a transhuman agenda being initiated upon the population without their knowledge by global elitists working primarily through the WEF, the WHO, the IMF, and other global control systems that are not any part of one government. This technology will link every human being into the Internet of Bodies. It is the foundation for a global CBDC that will be controlled with quantum systems. This technology has the capacity to fully surveil and control every individual.
The only thing that gives me peace, true peace, peace that I've never felt before. Like I said, I've tried drugs, alcohol, partying, sex, just every sin you can possibly think of, everything that the world says is pleasurable, that is all just short-term, like, it never fills your cup. It never fills it up. It's like you have this hole in your heart and you try to fill it with money and goals and dreams and whatever, all the things of this world, and it's like short term, it's like, yeah, this makes me feel better. But then you always get used to it and get back down to that same level. And I never felt whole. Even though outwardly, it's like, I put on a good show, you know, like I looked like I was fine and blah, 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 whatever. During these last 4 months, over and over and over, I can't go a day without thinking about God. I can't go a day. It changed everything. Over that first week after getting saved, it was like I had felt something, truly felt like my old heart was like ripped out of me and a new one was given to me, where so quickly, like it literally felt like 50% of my problems went away just like instantly. And the other 50% were like slowly being worked out, and they still are being worked out. But just like, it's crazy how quickly everything changed. I started loving and desiring Christian music. Oh, it just gives me so much peace. It's the only thing I listen to now. I love it. It felt like the blinders were removed. It felt like all these years I thought I could see clearly and I couldn't. And I was finally given glasses and I was able to look at the world at the way that it is. And I'm like, holy moly, like I've been so blind all these years and I thought I was seeing clearly. I thought I was smart. I thought I knew what was going on. I had no idea. I guess the best way to explain it is just like when you feel the love from your creator, when you feel that love for the first time, you just feel something that is so beyond powerful that, oh God, I love you so much, Lord. Oh, it is just like, you feel something so amazing and it just touches you in a way that like you've never felt before and you've tried everything. Like you've never felt this love before and you finally feel peace for the first time. You've thought you've felt peace, you know, throughout your life. What you think peace feels like, there's so much more to it. There is so much more. And the only way to get it is Jesus. Like Jesus is the only answer. He is the only answer. I'm telling you. And like we're literally born wanting to turn away from God. It's like our flesh. Our flesh just like desires like goals and dreams and ego and pride and like all this stuff. And I'm telling you. You know, even smoking weed, even drinking, like, I wanted to stop drinking. I was tired of, like, waking up hungover and, like, feeling terrible and then feeling better by the next weekend and then going and drinking again and then feeling terrible again and just, like, caught in this cycle. Like, I always wanted to change that, but I couldn't. I couldn't change these things on my own. I couldn't change my anger issues on my own. I couldn't stop smoking weed. Didn't want to stop smoking weed. It was like I was trying to be better and I was trying to improve these things myself all these years, but it was so difficult and I could never do it. And I was just like trapped in this cycle, almost got to a point of just accepting it all. And as soon as I found Jesus, he literally ripped out my old heart, replaced it with a new one. My desires instantly changed. And like since getting saved, I've literally given up every sin you can imagine, and he's still working on me, and I'm not perfect yet, but it is crazy. It is a night and day difference, and all these things are happening naturally. Like, I hated the Bible, now I love the Bible. Like, the Bible is like, oh, I love it so much. It's like, all the answers were right in front of me all along, but like, you know, life got tough. I hardened my heart and turned away from God. But I did that for so many years and tried everything myself and nothing ever worked. And finally finding Jesus, I'm telling you, it is the only true thing of this life. It is the truest thing. This is not some like psychosis I'm in either. I'm the most logical person that many people know. Like I'm a very logical, factual person. I feel something from this that words just can't explain, besides this is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, Lord, I love you so much. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful and blessed to just have God in my life. Like, man, what a difference it has made. Like, I don't even know how I went all these years denying him. Like, I don't know how I went all these years. And like, it's just like, you just, Satan blinds you. He blinds you and convinces you that like, you think you know what you're doing, and you're so, so wrong. I thought religion used to just be like, I don't know, like, man, I'm just gonna have, like, I don't want to give up partying. I like smoking weed. It makes me feel better. I don't want to feel bad about doing that or whatever. And it's crazy. You convince yourself, like, you just can't see it the way that it truly is. You think that it's all these rules and all this just stuff where you're just like, dude, like, and it's crazy. It's like, all my friends, none of them are religious. So I was afraid to take the first step because it's like, man, if this is real, I'm going to lose all my friends. I'm going to lose my girlfriend. I'm going to lose maybe my business. I'm going to lose everything. I was scared. I was so scared, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to give all these things up. But as soon as I decided to take that first step, it's just like you're literally given a new heart. And your desires change completely. So you're just like, you're almost happy to give it all up. I guess for anyone who's just like trying to figure it out, like, please, please take my advice. Just do it. Just do it. I wish I did this sooner. You know, if the Lord's starting to put this on your heart, like, just take that first step and he will come into your life and he will take care of the rest, and just trust him. Yeah, I guess that's it. That's my story. So I hope this helps.
As with most videos found online, this next one has little to no information. It is still nonetheless very strange. Although its original source is unknown, a viewer of the video comments that it came from someone who's been dealing with unusual occurrences at home. They placed a camera inside their bedroom to capture the strange events that often happen inside. It appears to be late at night when the following happens. Watch. The man is suddenly lifted off the bed as though something is pulling him upwards from his feet. In a panic frenzy, the man scoots all the way over to the other end of the bed, seemingly trying to make sense of what just happened. The video then cuts to black. The lack of a backstory to this video keeps it shrouded in mystery, making it a bit harder to know what exactly occurred. But what's your stance on this? Real or not? I'll let you be the judge.
Last video, I forgot to include this picture here of Kanye West. Is he doing the hidden hand of a Freemason there, or is he reaching for a Kleenex? Also, the Queen has passed away. Here's a Rolling Stone cover. The Queen has an egg yolk covering one of her eyes. One eye symbolism, who would have thought? And there's the Queen hanging out with one of her workers. On her worker in blue, the belt there, there's the Freemason square and compass, and a pentagram in a circle. Totally normal. No need to research or investigate or pray. God bless you, everyone.
Yeah, I can see faces real good.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
Wow, it's because you can hear them and not see them.
No, I couldn't see before. Everything was real blurry. Now I can see your face clearly.
And show again the movement of your arms, Tony.
Show us your arms, Tony.
So you can
look at that.
Stretch. And before it was sort of frozen. Wow, touch at the back.
And you're saying it was numb too.
Numb, yeah.
And painful, excruciating pain.
Yeah, my neck's not as painful at all. And very little pain left in it now. And I can tilt my back.
Wow.
But then, oh wow, I guess like a side movement.
And you're saying that you're saying that this arm was numb too.
Right, it was numb. All my hands always tingling.
And what's happening
now? I wonder if it'll move now.
What's happening now?
It is moving.
You mean you couldn't move your hand before?
No, it just flopped down. See, now wow. It's lifting.
He can move his feet. Wow. Well, God, it's a miracle.
Yeah. It's lifting.
His hand was just dead because all the nerves are dead. But now he's getting movement in it. It was numb. You got a little feeling come back.
Oh, this feeling coming back.
That's amazing.
So, Tony, was some of the damage from the stroke and some from the motorcycle accident?
My arms mostly all from the motorcycle accident.
Okay.
The broken neck.
Yeah.
Because they went in the front and put a cage. They put an H plate in here to pull my bone back up.
Yep.
And then there's a cage on the back.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yep. Okay. But the eye was from the stroke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have any pain anywhere in your neck? Free. How's that?
Feels good.
Pain gone?
Gone.
And you had excruciating pain?
Yes. Yeah, so when you stand here and it would start just being painful.
Wow.
And now it's not nowhere pain like that. Just in my arms a little bit, yeah.
And Jesus, even the last little skerrick.
And all tightness to come.
And all tightness. The more we pray, the more healing happens to Tony. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And God, heal Tony's memories of the trauma of the accident and the stroke. You can get the movement back now. Your doctors will be amazing to examine you, walk into the...
It will be.
Wow.
They will be going back in for my therapy again.
In the last... What's happened to you, Tony?
There's a lot that happened to me just now.
You say, Jesus touched me.
Jesus touched me.
Yeah.
She got healed too.
I'm working.
You're getting there.
It's coming. It's coming along. That's
have you got great. The feeling in this one now?
The numbness is going down a lot. It's less about down to by a half.
And you can close your hand now.
Yes, I can make a fist.
Did you close your head before like that?
No. I couldn't make a fist. I could go like yes.
Wow. Jesus, continue to heal Tony, Lord, more.
Needed healing for my left hand ear.
You believe the Lord will do this?
Yes, I do.
You ever had pain in that ear?
Not pain, no. This has come on suddenly and been diagnosed very recent.
You ready?
Yep.
That's the power of God on your ear. That's the power of God on your ear. Just close your eyes, relax. Power of God on your ear. Power of God on your ear. Okay, take out your hearing aid.
Lynn.
How are you today, Ken?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good.
Lynn. What do you do, Lynn, in life?
I've just retired, but I was an integration aide at a high school.
How do you find retirement?
Oh, good. Yeah, I love it.
How's your hearing?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, that's good.
Let's see your hearing aid. Did you have a hearing aid? Show the camera your hearing aid. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty special. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, no, that's great. It's amazing.
Take me to your own.